This Saturday's season-ending performance with the Jackson Symphony Orchestra is called American Voices, and it begins with a fanfare, a world premiere from one of the JSO's own.
Yeah, Jonathan Bruce Brown is our composer in residence. He's on faculty at Spring Arbor University and actually just retired. He'll be continuing with the JSO, and he was kind enough to write a curtain raiser, a bit of a fanfare for me and my directorship of both the Jackson Symphony Orchestra and the Chelsea Symphony in New York.
You may have even seen Jonathan Bruce Brown deliver one of the JSO's pre-concert talks, but that's not the only premiere on this Saturday's concert. Dr. Matthew Aubin and the JSO were co-commissioners with four other ensembles of a new work, Lowell Lieberman's Cello Concerto.
A lot of people call Lowell neo-romantic. I don't think he likes to call himself that, but what that typically implies is that there's these beautiful, lush melodies, and this piece is no exception. You know, there's all these beautiful melodies that soar over the orchestra, and one could even, picture something. It's very cinematic in nature.
The Saturday concert at the Potter Center with this Lieberman Cello Concerto will be the fifth and final performance of that commissioning consortium of ensembles, but that also means that the cello soloist, Julian Schwarz, has gotten to perfect his approach, as Dr. Aubin explains.
Yeah, well, actually, Julian just sent me a list of notes, and they're just really for balance, but I don't think a lot has changed in terms of, you know, tempos or notes or anything like that. It's kind of a small orchestra, you know, a full string section, but only two horns, two trumpets, one trombone. But the percussion, there's marimba, there's vibraphone, there's a celeste and piano. And so you get these beautiful colors from there.
The second half of this Jackson Symphony season-ending concert called American Voices features a symphony by a Czech composer, but one with strong ties to the U.S., who toured America and was inspired by African-American spirituals and Native American music to craft his New World Symphony. Antonin Dvorak's Ninth Symphony is one that Dr. Aubin has played plenty of times as a French hornist, but Saturday's JSO concert will be his first time conducting it. So how does he revitalize a piece that he already knows by heart?
The more I study, the more I realize that one of the things that I can do to find that interpretation is to sing and play through the various parts. I'm noticing a second violin part that oftentimes gets overshadowed. And so just like maybe bringing that up a hint. Note lengths sometimes, consider repeats. So if you listen to this, a lot of people don't repeat the exposition, but I think you should. So I will. So it's a lot of stuff like that. But it's fun because you can come to it at a different level right away. I mean, the Lieberman, I'm going to have to learn the notes and the rhythms, how the melody goes. Dvorak's already in my head. And so I have to rediscover it.
Rediscover Dvorak's New World Symphony and discover new pieces by Jonathan Bruce Brown and Lowell Lieberman with Dr. Matthew Aubin and the JSO's season-ending concert, American Voices, this Saturday night at the Potter Center. Tickets and more information are at jacksonsymphony.org. For WKAR, I'm Jamie Paisley.